Jimmy Carter heads to Zimbabwe this weekend. The former U.S. president will join former U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan to assess the situation in the troubled African country. Zimbabwe's continuing political turmoil has led to a humanitarian crisis. Food is scarce. The health system has collapsed. A cholera epidemic is spreading. And when it comes to one of life's basic necessities, water, many residents of Zimbabwe's capital have been left to fend for themselves. Tendai Moposa reports from Harare.
Cecilia Masekerea lives in one of Harare's low-income suburbs. Her home has indoor plumbing, and she says the water used to flow reliably.
So we could do our washings, we could do our cleanings. But as for now, we've almost 9 months without any water.
For 9 months, the faucets haven't worked, so Masekerea and her neighbors have resorted to desperate measures. They've dug shallow wells in an open space on the outskirts of town. At an open pit, people do laundry. Masekerea fetches water to drink. It's filled with bugs and dirt.
Yeah, as you can see, it's creamish, it's browny. There are some insects, as you can see. Mosquito breeds in here, and then we take the water to go and drink.
Only yards away from the well, a stream of raw sewage flows from a burst pipe. Harare's water problems are not limited to the city's low-income areas. In the middle-class neighborhoods, some residents have dug wells in their backyards. They draw water using a bucket at the end of a rope. Wealthier residents have opted for more expensive solutions. Kudzai and Trevor Davis live in a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house. They paid to sink a borehole, a pipe fitted with an electric pump that draws water from more than 100 feet underground.
At first, we thought about the solution of getting a well and realized that maybe that wouldn't be enough for our needs. Because when you look at it, it wasn't just hygiene that was an issue. It was also about self-sustenance in terms of growing your own vegetables and things.
The Davises use their water to irrigate a backyard garden. Vegetables are very expensive in Zimbabwe today. The Zimbabwe National Water Authority, known as ZINWA, manages Harare's water system. ZINWA officials declined to comment for this story, but Harare's deputy mayor, Emmanuel Chiroto, says ZINWA is suffering from outdated infrastructure. Pumps are old and break down. Water pipes burst and go unfixed for months. Chiroto says the city's growing population is also an issue.
The infrastructure was not actually meant for such a huge number of citizens. We used to have enough chemicals for water treatment. We used to have even reserves in terms of water pumps. But right now, we have no chemicals at all, no pumps.
But the core problem he acknowledges is political. He says the water system is mismanaged. It's plagued by incompetence and corruption. And for Harare's residents, the situation could soon get worse. Douglas Gwatizo chairs the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights. He warns that the imminent onset of the rainy season could spread cholera and other diseases to people who still have running water. He says the drains in some areas are full of sewage from burst pipes.
And when the rains come, all that filth is going to be washed into the rivers that flow into the main water body that supplies Harare, which is already heavily contaminated as it is.
Dr. Gwatizo says it's clear the government needs help to get Harare's water delivery system working again. Aid agencies have said they are willing to help, but only when Zimbabwe's political crisis has been resolved. Government officials condemn this delay. As one deputy minister recently told the state-controlled newspaper The Herald, water is a basic right and donor agencies should not play politics with it. For The World, I'm Tendai Maposa in Harare.
This note, we had to conceal the true identity of our reporter in Harare. He chose a pseudonym. Journalists in Zimbabwe are sometimes detained or harmed.